The larger Sukhavati Vyuha. Description of Sukhavati, the land of bliss. Om. Adoration to the three treasures. Om. Adoration to all the glorious Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Adoration to all Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Aryas, Shravakas, and Pratyeka Buddhas, past, present, and to come, who dwell in the unlimited and endless Lokadhatus of the ten quarters. Adoration to Amitabha. Adoration to him whose soul is endowed with incomprehensible virtues. Adoration to Amitabha, to the Jinna, to thee, O Muni. I go to Sukhavati through thy compassion also, to Sukhavati with its groves resplendent with gold, the delightful, adorned with the sons of Sugata. I go to it, which is full of many jewels and treasures, and the refuge of thee, the famous and wise. Thus it was heard by me. At one time the Bhagavat dwelt in Rajagriha, on the mountain Gridrakuta, with a large assembly of bhikshus, with 32,000s of bhikshus, all holy, arahat, free from frailties and cares, who had performed their religious duties, whose thoughts had been thoroughly freed through perfect knowledge, with inquiring thoughts, who had broken the fetters of existence, who had obtained their desires, who had conquered, who had achieved the highest self-restraint, whose thoughts and whose knowledge were unfettered, Mahanagas, great heroes, possessed of the six kinds of knowledge, self-control, meditating on the eight kinds of salvation, possessed of the powers, wise in wisdom, elders, great disciples, viz. Ajnata Kaundinya, Ashvajit, Vashpa, Mahanaman, Bhadrajit, Yashodeva, Vimala, Subahu, Purnamatrayani Putra, Uruvilva Kashyapa, Nadi Kashyapa, Gaya Kashyapa, Kumara Kashyapa, Maha Kashyapa, Shariputra, Maha Madgalyayana, Maha Kaustilya, Maha Kafila, Maha Chunda, Aniruddha, Nandika, Kampila, Subhuti, Revata, Kadiravanika, Vakula, Swagata, Amogaraja, Parayanika, Patka, Chulapatka, Nanda, Rahula, and the blessed Ananda. With these and with other elders and great disciples, who were wise in wisdom, with the exception of one person who had still to be advanced on the path of the disciples, viz. The blessed Ananda, and with many noble-minded bodhisattvas, led by Maitreya. Then the blessed Ananda, having risen from his seat, having put his cloak on one shoulder and knelt on the earth with his right knee, making obeisance with folded hands in the direction of the Bhagavat, spoke thus to the Bhagavat. Thy organs of sense, O Bhagavat, are serene. The colour of thy skin is clear. The colour of thy face bright and yellowish, as an autumn cloud is pale, clear, bright, and yellowish. Thus, the organs of sense of the Bhagavat are serene, the colour of his face is clear, the colour of his skin bright and yellowish. And as, O Bhagavat, a piece of gold coming from the Jambu River, having been thrown into a furnace by a clever smith or by his apprentice, and, well fashioned, when thrown on a pale cloth, looks extremely clear, bright, and yellowish. Thus the organs of sense of the Bhagavat are serene, the colour of his face is clear, and the colour of his skin bright and yellowish. Moreover, I do not know, O Bhagavat, that I have ever seen the organs of sense of the Tathagata so serene, the colour of his face so clear, and the colour of his skin so bright and yellowish before now. This thought occurs to me, O Bhagavat. Probably the Tathagata dwells today in the state of a Buddha. Probably the Tathagata dwells today in the state of a Jinna, in the state of omniscience, in the state of a Mahanaga. And he contemplates the holy and fully enlightened Tathagatas of the past, future, and present. After these words, the Bhagavat thus spoke to the blessed Ananda, well said, Ananda, did the gods suggest this matter to you? Or the blessed Buddhas? Or do you know this through the philosophical knowledge which you possess? After these words, the blessed Ananda spoke thus to the Bhagavat. The gods, O Bhagavat, do not suggest this matter to me, nor the blessed Buddhas, but this thought occurs to me by my own philosophy alone, viz., that probably the Tathagata dwells today in the state of a Buddha. Probably the Tathagata dwells today in the state of a Jinna, in the state of omniscience, in the state of a Mahanaga. Or he contemplates the venerable Buddhas of the past, future, and present. After these words, the Bhagavat spoke thus to the blessed Ananda, well said, Ananda, excellent indeed is your question, good your philosophy, and beautiful your understanding. You, O Ananda, have arrived for the benefit and happiness of many people, out of compassion for the world, for the sake of the great body of men, for the benefit and happiness of gods and men, as you think it right to ask the Tathagata this matter. Thus indeed, Ananda might pile up intellectual knowledge under immeasurable and innumerable blessed, holy, and fully enlightened Tathagatas. And yet, the knowledge of the Tathagata would not be exceeded thereby. And why? Because, O Ananda, one who possesses the knowledge of a Tathagata possesses an intellectual knowledge of causes that cannot be exceeded. If the Tathagata wished, O Ananda, he could live for a whole kalpa on one alms gift, or for 100 kalpas, or for 1,000 kalpas, or for 100,000 kalpas, to 100,000 niyutas of kotis of kalpas. Nay, he could live beyond, and yet the organs of nature of the Tathagata would not perish, the colour of his face would not be altered, nor would the colour of his skin be injured. And why? Because, O Ananda, the Tathagata has so fully obtained the paramitas which arise from samadhi. The appearance of fully enlightened Buddhas is very difficult to be obtained in this world, O Ananda, as the appearance of audumbara flowers is very difficult to be obtained in this world. Thus, O Ananda, the appearance of Tathagatas who desire welfare, wish for what is beneficial, are compassionate, and have arrived at the highest compassion, is very difficult to be obtained. But, O Ananda, it is owing to the grace of the Tathagata himself that you think that the Tathagata should be asked this question, so that there may arise in this world beings who can be teachers of all the world for the sake of noble-minded bodhisattvas. Therefore, O Ananda, listen, and take it well and rightly to heart. I shall tell you. Yes, O Bhagavat, so did the blessed Ananda answer the Bhagavat.